We normally allow everyone to get seated, including faculty, but our wind players were about to fall off the stand, so we had to give them a little break. So we'll ask the faculty to move in as quickly as possible. On behalf of the president of the college and my fellow administrators, faculty members, and members of the Board of Trustees, I wish to welcome all of our guests and friends to this graduation ceremony. I'd like to remind you that an informal reception for graduates and their guests will be held immediately after the ceremony in the college cafeteria. That's in the next building down the street. We'd also like to ask you to please try to exit through the door to your right. Certainly the people here on the floor. There is one exit door to the right. There will be ushers there to direct you to the reception area. And that will avoid the crowding in the lobby that otherwise will inevitably take place, because I see we have a full balcony. These proceedings are now called to order. It's been said of some speakers that whatever they may lack in depth, they make up for in length. Well, in view of the proliferous conglomeration of scholarly achievements listed here in front of me, I suspect that we may be in for a little of both. Our principal speaker for this commencement exercise is a distinguished member of the New England academic community. After he earned his master's and PhD, he received honorary doctorates from the University of Massachusetts, the American International College, Amherst College, and Brandeis University. Professionally, he has served as chairman, Department of Secondary Education at New York University, director of the Lincoln Feline Center for Citizenship and Public Affairs at Tufts University, and director of the staff of the Carnegie Commission on Educational Television. He was the founding president of Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, and after serving that institution for 5 years, moved on to become consultant to the Ford Foundation, consultant to the National Endowment for the Humanities, professor of political science at the University of Massachusetts, and he's now serving as interim president of the University of Massachusetts. He's assumed many responsibilities in the public interest as a member of special state commissions on education, the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, the International Civic Education Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, the editorial board of the Journal of Law and Education. And the list of his published books and pamphlets covers a variety of subjects and areas in political science, citizenship, government, social studies. We're especially grateful that he has taken time from his many responsibilities to deliver the commencement address this morning. And so we are very pleased to welcome Dr. Franklin Patterson.